மடமா அறிவை மகிழ்ந்து அயர் நிலை மரத்தற்கு அறிதால் பாக பாக மடமா அறிவை மை மாடஸ்ட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் கலர்டு லேடி மகிழ்ந்து கெட்டிங் வெரி மச் டிலைட்டட் அயர் நிலை தி ஸ்டேஜ் ஆஃப் ஹர் வெல்கமிங் மீ வாட் ஷி ஹட் டன் பிஃபோர் மரத்திற்கு அறிது ஐ கனாட் ஃபர்கெட் சம் இயர்ஸ் எகோ ஐ ஹட் பீன் அவே டு ஏர்ன் மணி அண்ட் வென் ஐ ரிட்டர்ன்ட் ஃப்ரம் மை ட்ரிப் மை மாடஸ்ட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் லேடி வித் கிரேட் டிலைட் was just welcoming me. That scene is cannot be forgotten by me at any time. So I would like to see such a scene even now. Pannal varathodu porundiya ulagu. Ulagu, the area of the earth. Pannal, many days. வரத்தொடு வித் ட்ரைனஸ் டியூரிங் தி சம்மர் சீசன் தி ஹோல் தி ஏரியா ஆஃப் த கிரவுண்ட் வில் பி வெரி ட்ரை நோ படி கேன் டூ எனி கல்டிவேஷன் எட்ஸெட்ரா பிகாஸ் தே ஹவ் நோ ரெயின் அட் ஆல் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ட்ரை ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் த பீப்புள் ஜஸ்ட் மேக்கிங் தி கல்டிவேஷன் எட்ஸெட்ரா உலகு தொழில் கொழிய த பீப்புள் ஜஸ்ட் டு டூ தர் ஒர்க் ஆஃப் கல்டிவேஷன் பழமழை பொழிந்த பழமழை நாட் டு ஓல்டு ரெயின் த ரெயின் விச் இஸ் யூஷுவலி போரிங் அட் தி சீசன் பழமழை மீன்ஸ் த ரெயின் which is usually pouring in the season. Pouring in the season, that is the rainy season. That is after the summer, that is the rainy season. On the rainy season, the clouds just gave a very good rain. Pudu neer, that fresh water, avala had been stagnant in the pits. The rainwater that had fallen were kept stagnant in the pits. In those pits, na nadil pal kilai karanga. Pal kilai, the many groups of frogs. Na nadil, which are making noise by their tongue. Karanga are making noise. That is, after the rain, when there are pits full of water, by the side of the pits, there are a number of frogs. Those frogs will be making sound by their tongue. And in that tongue, nothing else can be heard. Because the sound of the frogs during the rainy season is so much that any other sound may not be heard by people. So, though I am coming in my chariot, and though my chariot has got a number of bells which make sound, the sound of the frogs will exceed the sound that can be made by the bells. So she has no opportunity, to hear the noise of the bells of my chariot. She may not understand my coming. So I already sent my attendants and to inform her about my coming. Mani oli kalal valnudal. Valnudal, she has got shining forehead. The shining of the forehead is because the mark that she is wearing in her forehead. The mark in the forehead will give shining to the forehead. When he started from her, he saw her forehead very shiny. Now it is not shining. because he has not here, he didn't make any decoration at all. But on the day of his starting or 4 years of shairi, he is just thinking of it. Valnudal, our heroine, cannot be able to hear the sound created by the bells of my chariot. So, Adanal, Yehumin, you fellows, Ilayar. Ilayar means those fellows who are always by the side of a hero as the attendants. Ilayar, Kilavorku, Iravum, Pahalum, Kalidal, Illa, Kavayam, Polver. The young fellows are like armor to the hero. So, he has sent his attendants to inform her previously about his coming. Yehumin, you just go and inform her. Yendra Ilayar, Valle, speedily, Il Pukku, have come to my house, have gone to my house. Ariyunar is the affirmative form, it was to take it in the causal form. Arivittarhil, they gave this information. Ariyunar means Arivittanar. They gave the information that I am coming soon. When the information was received, slowly, mellana, softly, manna kundal maasi arakkali. Because I was not in the house for months together, she did clean her hair. She was simply in taking her bath only up to neck. she was having her bath only up to the neck. She didn't remove the dust that may have accumulated in her hair. Manna kundal maasi arakkali. He just cleaned all his hair, removing the dust. After that, pal, the hair will be very moisty. And she just removed the moist of her hair. And she divided it into many, because if she had got dense hair, she may have divided it to three or four divisions. And she will have cleaned and removed the dew, removed the water in the hair by just rubbing it. And for auspiciousness, she is just putting some flowers in her head, in her hair. Silpodukundu, she is not wearing any garland. Only for auspiciousness, she is just putting some buds, some blossoming buds on her head. When she was just dividing her hair, Pal kural means hair. Pal kural means the hair which had been divided many times to many, just to rub and remove the moisture. In that hair, for auspiciousness, she had just put some flowers. When she was putting some flowers in her hair, I came there. I went to my house. Annilai, during the stage that she was just putting the flowers in her hair, I entered the house. May Varutura, giving trouble to her body. That is, in my absence, she did not take food as usual. She has become thin. She is very weak. And even with the weak body, she took enthusiasm. And giving it trouble, she came towards me. She didn't allow me to come to her. On seeing my face, she came towards me. When she was coming a little bit speedily, the hair has become disarrayed. And the flowers that she had put in her head began to fall down. Avul poo mudiyinar. The flowers that she had put in her hair began to fall down. And the hair has become disarrayed. In that way, she came and immediately embraced me. Kavaiya. That embrace. She embraced. மடமா அறிவை மை லேடி மகிழ்ந்து அயர் நிறைய வித் டிலைட் ஹவு ஹி ஐ ஜஸ்ட் வெல்கம் டு மீ வித் வாட் டிலைட் ஹி வெல்கம் டு மீ இஸ் ஸ்டில் இன் மை மைண்ட் ஐ கேனாட் ஃபர்கெட் தட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு என்ஜாய் தட் ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி ஒன்ஸ் அகெயின் ஸோ ஜஸ்ட் டேக் தி சேரியட் ஸ்பீட்லி ஹி சேஸ் I was very cautious that she may not be able to hear the sound that is being produced by the bells of my chariot. So I already, because it has rained recently, because of the recent rain, there may be pits. By the side of the pits, there may be frogs. The frogs will be making unceasing noise. With that noise, any other sound cannot be heard by her. So I already arranged my attendants to go to the house and inform my wife about my coming. Soon after she received the information, she will just clean her hair without dust, without dirt, and she will be just removing the moisture of the hair and putting flowers in the hair for auspiciousness. And at such time, I went to my house, entered my house. Immediately she ran towards me. So she was very weak. She had the enthusiasm to come towards me. At the time, her hair became disarrayed, and the flowers that she had put in her hair began to fall down. With all those things, she immediately came towards me and just embraced me. That scene is fresh in my mind always. I cannot forget it. Magind ayar nilai மரத்திற்கு அறிதால் பாக இஸ் டெல்லிங் இஸ் சேரிட்டல் லைக் திஸ் ஸோ தட் ஹி மே கோ ஸ்பீட்லி தி ஹார்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி ஸ்பீடி வித்தவுட் செக்கிங் தெம் இஃப் யூ அலோவ் தெம் வித்வுட் செக்கிங் தே வில் கோ ஸ்பீட்லி சார்
ஒன்ஸ்
அகைன் பல் கிளை பல் கிளை மீன்ஸ் தி மெனி நம்பர் ஆஃப் ஃப்ராக்ஸ் Na-navil, which are making sound by their tongue. Karanga are making great sound. Unceasing sound.
So, Na-navil and Na-vode. At the end of the line, Na-vode. That's a different text, sorry.
Na-navil,
at the end of the line,
Na-navil, Karanga. Karanga. Na, that is the tongue of the bell. The tongue of the bell, that only by the tongue the bell has to make noise. The bell may be of bronze, but the tongue will be mostly of iron, so that the sound may be better. Mostly the bells will be made by bronze only, not by gold or silver. If it is made by gold and silver, they will not give so much noise. Bronze is an alloy. Yeah. By the combination of 14 zinc, 3 copper and 3 tin. 14:3:3. Bronze is an alloy. If the tin is more, the sound will be more. But if you use the tin very much, the bell will break. The bell will become brittle. If the combination of tin be more, it will be very shiny, it will be very beautiful, but it will be brittle. If it slips down, it will become to pieces. So they will be very cautious in combining these three metals, zinc, copper and tin, 14:3:3.